You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. America used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now it's the land of swarm attacks and an uncaring occupation government. Just a couple of days ago, a swarm of black, quote-unquote, students in Philadelphia attacked an older white man who made the mistake of getting out of his car to confront the youth who had just, for no reason at all, kicked the rearview mirror off his car. The gray-haired white man was immediately swarmed by half a dozen other youths and left bleeding and seriously injured on the sidewalk. The blacks instantly swung into action, and the white man was down and left for dead within seconds. Their coordination was immediate, instinctive, and effective. Although the word black is, of course, never used in their report, the local controlled media's piece on the incident is still very compelling, and I'll share it now. Listen.
All right, well, now at 10:30, shocking footage tonight showing a group of young people relentlessly beating a man in Center City.
Yeah, the violent encounter apparently began with an argument with the driver. The video shot near 15th and Chestnut shows a large group of teens punching and stomping on the man before fleeing that scene, and police are now investigating.
Go ahead.
Action News reporter Bob Brooks, live in Center City now with more on the crime and the video. Bob.
Well, Shari and Rick, I can tell you this man, the victim, 50 years old, he's still in the hospital tonight. Now, where this happened, 15th and Chestnut, we're just steps away from City Hall. And we spoke with a lot of businesses and people who live around here. They say that when students get out of school around here, it is simply out of control. First, we see one of the suspects kick the side view mirror, then smack it off into the intersection of 15th and Chestnut Streets. The driver immediately gets out to confront him. What happens next is horrible. You see the man is punched. He drops. Then a mob of students start kicking and punching him repeatedly until someone breaks it up. The victim is left motionless on the street until an ambulance comes. Philadelphia police confirmed that the students are from PE&T Charter School nearby. And as of now, they've ID'd all seven students involved and plan on arresting them. But those around here say the students putting a man in the hospital today was just the boiling point.
It's a madhouse. The police are here every day.
The voice you just heard is the only person who lives or does business around here that would have anything to do with our cameras. Everyone else was too worried what the students might do if they're recognized.
I've always been secure in being able to take care of myself. It's just, it's a matter of it being 100 people that just want to come up and attack you, and, you know, and that's the way it would be.
In fact, someone who works at a local apartment building tells me that some kids came in recently into the lobby and he chased them out. But when he did, they retaliated by throwing a brick at him and hit him in the knee. Tonight, we saw numerous officers on bicycle patrol, but neighbors and businesses want better protection. The clothing stores say they can't allow groups of kids inside. Even their restaurants say kids have come in and disrupted their service and their guests. In fact, yesterday, there was another situation where police had to come in and break up a group of students here. Okay, Rick, again, that victim's still in the hospital, and police say they plan on arresting seven of those young students.
In the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org, you'll be able to view the actual footage of the attack. That report is from Philadelphia's WPVI, a controlled media affiliate of Jewish-owned ABC. Notice that they call the white man, who was left for dead for all his black attackers knew, they simply call him Wednesday's victim. Wednesday's victim. So many implications in that simple but very strange phrase. he wasn't a victim of a black swarm attack. He wasn't a victim of the planned replacement of whites by non-whites. He was Wednesday's victim, a victim of a day of the week. So similar to another oft-repeated phrase, gun violence, as if it's the guns that are violent. Another implication of the term Wednesday's victim is that there is also Thursday's victim and Friday's victim, and not only one, but many for every single day of the week for the last 50 years since the Civil Rights Revolution. And there's an implication that is certainly true. And notice also that the white man who was left for dead is never named, and thus never humanized. No worried, crying wife or children, no outraged co-workers, no calls for a national program to curb the tsunami of anti-white violence. Nothing, except teens, youths, kids, students. Oh, and arrests. They're planning, they say, to make arrests. I am sure that justice will be done by Philadelphia's head crime fighter, the grandson of Russian Jewish immigrants named Larry Krasner, who is basically owned by George Soros. This all took place right in Center City, Philadelphia, a fairly shiny and polished place compared to the rest of the city. As the TV reporter said, steps from the Capitol. Yet local residents and businessmen say that these black swarm gangs are attacking and vandalizing and stealing and threatening all the time. And apparently, they rule the streets. One thing the reporter said, which was for some reason removed from the WPVI article they posted, was that of all the business owners and residents he approached, only one was willing to speak with him on mic. And even that one said he wanted to keep as far away from any camera as possible for fear of retaliation. So this is what it's come to. Where Jefferson and Franklin and Washington once walked, white people are attacked, and the other white people cower in their homes and places of business, afraid to even speak of the attackers for fear that they may be next, and knowing, at least subconsciously, that law enforcement offers little protection for them, and also knowing that they themselves will be the victims of the media, losing their jobs or their businesses if they speak out with utter truthfulness about precisely who is terrorizing them. America is a sick country, a very, very sick country. And here's another incident that just happened in DeKalb, Illinois, that also illustrates how far America has fallen. In the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org, you can see the swarm attack in DeKalb as it happened. A young white man, Jeremy Lloyd, got into an argument with some blacks and allegedly used a word they didn't like. So they decided to beat him down. But this young white man in a DeKalb park was prepared to defend himself and had a knife. And he preserved his own life and limb because he took that precaution. Some of the blacks transparently lied to police and claimed that the lone white man purposely started the fight because he was racist. Jeremy found himself charged with multiple felony counts of battery. The swarm attack was captured on video. Because it was captured on video, the absurd charges, including aggravated battery to a child were dropped. But the politically connected police department is still charging him with a quote-unquote hate crime, a felony hate crime that will scar this young man, 18 years old, for life. Here's what the very politically correct controlled media had to say about the incident. They definitely don't call it a swarm attack. Because as far as they're concerned, the only attack was by the racist white man on the black children. Here's the report, originally from an affiliate of Jewish-owned CNN Radio. I'll intersperse my own comments from time to time. Quote, WLBK reports that an 18-year-old DeKalb man is charged with hate crime following a stabbing Wednesday in Hopkins Park in DeKalb, but aggravated battery charges he was initially facing have been dropped. In court documents, DeKalb police say witnesses told them that a suspect later identified as Jeremy Lloyd had been calling an African-American minor the N-word. Police say the witnesses that they talked to after being called to Hopkins Park shortly after 6 p.m. on Wednesday night also said Lloyd asked the minor to fight and threatened to kill him. Now, how likely is that? Facing a swarm of blacks, a white man, a lone white man, announces he's going to kill one of them. Good grief. This is an obvious lie concocted by someone with a tiny IQ. Back to the article. DeKalb Police Commander Bob Riddell says the stabbing happened following an altercation between one person and a group of people. Wow. Between one person and a group of people. How informative. We do need to do something about the people problem, don't we? Back to the article. Riddell has said a knife was used. Police say witnesses told police that Lloyd had left the park in a vehicle and provided descriptions. The vehicle was found by officers. Police say Lloyd told officers that he went to Hopkins Park to confront the minor, and police say Lloyd called the minor the N-word during the interview. Police say another minor also identified Lloyd in the photo lineup. Lloyd was arrested and taken to the DeKalb County Jail. Lloyd was initially charged with aggravated battery to a child, 3 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and 3 counts of aggravated battery that caused great bodily harm. That's 7 life-destroying felonies. Back to the article. But all those charges were dismissed by the DeKalb County State's Attorney's Office. Gosh, I wonder why. Could it be because the video surfaced and it was obvious who really attacked whom? Back to the article. And Lloyd has been charged with a felony count of a hate crime. I see. He was defending himself, so no battery charges. But we can still ruin his life and put him in a hell hole for years where he might not come out alive because he said a word that the Jews have decided must never be uttered by white people. Back to the article. State's Attorney Rick Amato says the charges were dismissed based on new evidence that surfaced Thursday morning. Amato says the most appropriate charge is hate crime, although he says the matter is still under investigation. No arrests have been announced. Close quote. Yes, indeed, except for Jeremy, that is. No arrests have been announced. Of course not. The young white man defending his life from a swarm attack is the real problem here. He's a hater because of a word he used in the heat of the moment that some of the swarm members felt was insulting. And when the swarm members tried to give young Jeremy a little social justice with their fists and boots, Jeremy committed the hate crime of resisting the swarm. maybe he should get 400 years for hate-motivated self-defense. Just like James Alex Fields got for trying to escape another kind of swarm, an Antifa swarm, and having an auto collision that may have accidentally caused the death of a woman named Heather Heyer. If he wasn't a white man, known to want his race to survive, Fields might have gotten just a trivial charge and trivial sentence, and might even have walked, as people convicted of unintentional manslaughter often do. Don't be downcast by these stories of horror and injustice, my friends. Yes, they should outrage us and spur us on to reclaim our land and found a new government to replace the alien thing that has been imposed on us. Outraged, yes. Downcast, no. There are still many more of us than there are of them. And if the comments on social media where these videos were posted are any indication, well over half the whites who care enough to comment might as well be National Vanguard readers, and some of them probably are. We are growing. They are desperate. All we lack is organization. That is why you should join and support the National Alliance.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the Alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.